Yo, football dude, back in the building, man. Talk a little football. We got Thursday night football coming up tonight. Titans, Steelers, you already know about it. Some of you guys might not be excited as me, but I'm pretty ready for the game. Should be a good, really good one. Two division leaders. Steelers and Titans. Two really good offensive lines. Two of the least sacked quarterbacks in the NFL. Also, maybe that statistic might be skewed a little bit just because Marcus Mariota can move around a little bit. Ben Roethlisberger is a monster. Really hard to bring him down, so he shakes off a lot of stacks. But at the same time, I think that was something early on in his career. He was scrutinized for the was holding the ball on, holding on to the ball a little too long. But I think that's a part of what makes him great. And it sounds like maybe this seems like maybe this year he's getting rid of it a little quicker. But which also might be the reason why he's already thrown 10 picks through these first 10 games. So not really sure how that plays out overall tonight. The Titans picking a lot of balls off, especially in particular Kevin Byard. He's already got 6 this year, so that could really turn things around if Ben Roethlisberger throws a few of those his way. You know, like I think the Steelers are favored by 7, but you take into account a couple some of those. Those could really turn the game around, man. Those couple of picks, you never really know how that goes. It seems like the Titans are really running the ball really, really well between DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, and Mariota's had some of his design run plays in the game as well. So I like their chances as far as what they can do offensively. Can they stop Le'Veon Bell, who's the leading rusher in the NFL right now, who's just a straight man, just grown man? You know, Steelers' offense is pretty prolific. Like, you look at it, you see Antonio Brown leading the league in receiving. You got Le'Veon Bell leading the league in rushing. You know, you got Ben Roethlisberger, who's, I'm thinking, top 10. Off the top of my head, top 10 in passing yards. So, you know, it's a pretty stout offense with a really good line and a really good defense. Can the Steelers, you know, are they going to get it done? Can the Titans show up, play tough defense? Because I do think that defense on the Titans side is pretty good. Dick LeBeau's got them playing pretty good. They got some guys I really like. I'm really loving the young guy out of USC, the corner, man. He's scrappy. I'm watching him last week against Cincinnati, and he was playing good ball. And then, you know, the return game, he's always had the return game. I just remember watching him. I can remember watching him at USC and just don't kick it to that kid, man. Do not kick it to that kid. Every time they did it, it seemed like he was making a play. And he's even getting some plays on offense, so I'm sure the Titans will throw that wrinkle in there here and there too. That's going to be exciting, though. Should be a pretty good game. I don't think it's going to be super high scoring, even with the Steelers' pretty good offense. If the Steelers score 28 points or more, this might be their game. If the Titans can keep it lower scoring, you know, control the ball, running the ball, you know, stopping Le'Veon, you know, don't get beat deep by Antonio. I think they got a real shot to win this one. So let's get ready for it, man. I'm pretty excited right now. I'm looking at it, and I can't help but lean towards the Steelers right now for the game pick. We'll see if I'm wrong about that. I think the Titans are a lot better than what people think they are, sitting at 6-3. I think they got a real legitimate shot. Vegas is giving Pittsburgh 7 points, which I think is a little too much. I think the Titans will probably cover that. They'll probably keep it within, you know, 3-4. You know, I could see it being a 20-24 game, something like that. I can really see it turning out that way, going either way. So we'll see what happens tonight. Hey, what's up? I wanted to weigh in and get my thoughts on the first half. It's halftime now. Thought it was a pretty solid game. Exactly what I thought it was going to be. Low scoring. Good defense. Titans wanted to slow it down, running the ball, stop the Steelers as much as possible, and that's pretty much what's happened so far. One thing that I didn't see coming was Marcus Mariota making so many mistakes. He made a lot of good plays, but the two interceptions were big. The defense came up big on both of those picks, though, and held the Steelers to only two field goals off of both of those interceptions. So the defense is keeping them in it, man. If Mariota can, you know, make some plays and or at least be smart with the ball, I think they really got, I think you'll see this, the Titans come out on top. Like, I keep watching this defense and I'm like, man, are they legit? Because it seems like it at times, man. When I'm watching the Steelers offense and they don't look good against this Titans defense. You know, they had the first drive, they come down, score a touchdown, Antonio Brown. And he's made one other play right before the half that got him in the field goal range, which could be a big play. And when it's all said and done, put him up by that field goal actually ended up making it a two-possession game. But, man, I really like this Titans defense. You know, Adoree Jackson's playing really well over in that corner spot. Logan Ryan, really good too. Both of the safeties, I like the safeties, man. These safeties that in Tennessee don't get talked about enough. I think the Kevin Byard kid's been getting a lot of talk because he's got a lot of picks. But Jonathan Cyprian on the other side playing lights out football himself. I wouldn't say lights out, but really, really high quality football. And you got Wesley Willard in the middle playing good football. They get good pressure up front with those defensive linemen, man. I really like them. That defense and that offensive line, man. I thought the offensive line played well. I think I'm loving the sky cam view. I don't want to jump around too much but that sky cam view is beautiful and something that made me, you know, realize and see a lot of things differently in this game that I probably wouldn't have seen before in the normal view. I'm hoping that this really is something that catches on and becomes a normal thing in the football, you know, every game, because it's really making a difference in how you see the game. And I think something that stuck out big to me was DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray just seemed to not really be, I don't know, the guy that I've known him to be in over the past few years. I think Derrick Henry brings a lot more to the table. I think it might be time for the Titans to start looking into that, looking for maybe Derrick Henry to be taking over. I'm not sure what they want to do with it, but to me, he seems to be the guy. He seems to make the play so far. To me, you know, DeMarco Murray, a few times I thought he had some holes that he missed and tried to make a guy miss, but just isn't really quite as shifty as he used to be. He's still big and strong, and he'll run somebody over. So he still got some juice in the tank, and he's still going, you know, useful in the red zone. That's for sure. But I think I like what Derrick Henry's been doing. So I'm not the coach, so I won't really get to make that call. But that Skycam view, man, I'm telling you, was really nice. This you know, this Titans team overall is a pretty good, solid team. It's more and more I watch them play. They've been playing a lot of AFC North. They played the AFC North this year, so I'm watching I've seen a lot of Titans this year. You know, even that receiver group, man, is really good, man. That Eric Decker, Corey Davis, the young kid. You know, they got Taylor Lewan, Oh, I can't come up with the name off the top of my head right now. I want to say, he's a young kid. Number 13. This is a real sports show, man. I done got all the everything laid out in front of me. Let's look and see real quick. This is just me and you talking. You know, he's quick. He makes plays too, and you got Rishard Matthews making plays. So honestly, the kid didn't even show up on the stat sheet. I actually think he might not be playing tonight. But this team is pretty good, and I've been talking a lot about this Titans offense and this Titans roster. But it's funny because, yo, man, football dude back. Talk a little bit again, man. You know, I got a little carried away. with the whole Titans thing. And first half, second half actually just started, and Titans just threw a touchdown pass to Rishard Matthews, beat them deep. But honestly, man, I'm watching this Steelers team and looking at their roster from top to bottom. I don't know if there's a better roster in the league right now. I honestly don't. I mean, the Titans might be out scrapping them tonight, though. But as a whole unit, especially when they're all healthy, Joe Hayden is there. Man, this is a scrappy group. I mean, I don't even want just a tough, all-around, hard-nosed football team. Like, they just draft so well. So well. I mean, I'm not, don't mistake me for a Steelers fan at all, because I fucking hate them. They're a bunch of assholes, you ask me. But, man, I'm a Bengals fan, you know, through and tried and true. Like, that don't ever change unless they get sold to somewhere, who knows, to Alaska. But as far as the Steelers go and this roster they put together, man, over the since 2010 is just a crazy roster from top to bottom. I was just looking at this draft, the drafts they've been drafting over, you know, probably since, you know, 2010. Man, they have some guys. I mean, you look at Ryan Shazier, Pro Bowler, most likely in the next couple of years. You got Stephon Tua in the middle, Pro Bowler. You got Cameron Hayward, Pro Bowler. Man, you talk about Joe Hayden on the edge, Pro Bowler. Sean Davis, Mike Mitchell on the back end at the safety positions. Both of those guys just insanely good defense all around. You got, you know, offensively, obviously, we talked about Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, two-time Super Bowl winner. We talked about all of them at the beginning of the, before the game came on. But you got, you know, David DeCastro in the middle. You know, you got Mike Pouncey at center, two Pro Bowl players on the offensive line. You know, Juju Smith's a young guy who's going to be really good. Martavius Bryant is somebody they really do need to get going. They have to get going, in my opinion, because teams were able to cue in on Antonio Brown. But he seems to always, you know, it's sometimes Antonio Brown's one of those great players that, you know, you can cue on him for a long time and you maybe can shut him down a little bit. But eventually he's going to make a play. There's never been too many games I've really seen him get completely shut out. I think William Jackson III was one guy I thought played really well against him this year. I don't remember his statistics from that game, but I don't think he made any real big plays. So this Steelers team, man, to me, I'm really blown away by it, man. You know, you got, talk about Sean Davis is coming alive. You know, he's a 2016 draft pick. You got TJ Watt, first round draft pick from this year, who's already starting super solid. You got Artie Burns at corner, who's, you know, above average. He gives you a lot. You got Bud Dupree, monster. You know, you got, like I said, I already mentioned Ryan Shazier, Stephon Tua, Martavius Bryant. You go back, you get Le'Veon Bell in 2013 in the second round. I mean, it just goes on. You get David DeCastro, first round, 2012. You know, Mike Adams from second round, 2012. I mean, the team is crazy. Marcus Gilbert's a really solid starter. You get him 2011. I mean, this team has been built since 2010 on a really, really solid foundation of, like, some really good top end. I'm looking like I didn't really count them, and I don't really keep track of Pro Bowlers, but off the top of my head, I know we got at least five Pro Bowlers on the offense, probably four or five on the defense. Man, this roster is really, really loaded, and I'm really going on ad nauseum about how good the Steelers are right now, and I'm kind of annoyed in myself, honestly, because like I said, I hate them, but it is what it is. They are who they are. They are legit, but it's just whether or not can they put it all together. I don't really know if they can or can't, because this is, you know, they got a Titans team right now that they should be probably, in most cases, you know, like I said, man, the Steelers are really, really good. You know, I was touching on that before. And they, but at the same time, you look at them now, and it might be because maybe this is a legit game, and this team that they're playing tonight is probably really legit too. So you want to be able to see them put it all together, but at the same time, you kind of think, you know, these Steelers, as good as they are, probably should really maybe be taking it to this Titans team. But that might just be me over underrating how good these Titans are at the same time. So, you know, want to see the Steelers put it all together, and I think they can. Honestly, I've seen them do it before, and I think Ben Roethlisberger, who just made a fantastic back shoulder throw to Juju Smith-Schuster, that was a great throw. You know, he's a, like I said, two-time Super Bowl winner. Probably doesn't get enough credit, as much credit as he should. Probably a top five quarterback in our league today. You know, he gets left out of that conversation a little bit too much. Now that's a conversation I might want to have another time. Ooh, another touchdown pass to Antonio Brown, who just seems to keep making plays. It's a football game that broke out here in the third quarter, man. It was a little quiet in the beginning. I don't know if the Titans are going to be able to match that type of tempo on offense right there, though. So that, they might be a little bit worried. It looks like Antonio Brown starting to figure out something there with Adoree Jackson, and who's trying to stay with him. But he got beat pretty bad right there. But I'm liking the Steelers roster a lot. I'm not going to lie. I know their defense is serious. I know their offense is good. So we're going to see how it all plays out. It's week 10. Beginning of week 10, so if everyone stays healthy, man, Joe Hayden comes back, that's a stout team, man. That's gonna be tough, even for Thomas Brady, who I think they're gonna run into at some point in time. So, you know, if they make it to the playoffs, I'm guessing they're gonna run into him sometime, man. But I won't, you know, take up too much more of the time, man. I have to get back to the second half of this game and start to see how it goes. I don't want to jump on anyone's bandwagon yet, but top to bottom roster-wise, I'm liking really, really liking both of these teams, honestly. But I think there's a real something that the Steelers got going on that is special, that's for sure. They definitely got a special team right now. Hopefully, you know, hopefully for their fans, I guess, or for whoever, they get to capitalize on it. I'd rather see these Titans make a run at it too. I think they're capable as well. It just depends on what Mariota's doing. I think he's still learning. I think Chris Collinsworth touched on that a lot. I think Mariota's made some mistakes tonight. It's a big night. He's made some good plays too. So I think he's. I'm not going to rush the judgment on him. I think this is Mariota's third or fourth year. And maybe he's still figuring it out. Part of me wants to say that, you know, he should have already figured it out. If he hadn't figured it out by now, he may never. This might just be who he is. That's what part of me wants to say. But on the other hand, I'm sure there's other quarterbacks who've been late bloomers who became great. So Mariota may still have a chance. He's still early on in his career. We'll see how that turns out. All right, man. We gonna get back to the second half of this game. I'm gonna drop back in with y'all a little later. You know, like I said, man, the Steelers are really, really good. You know, I was touching on that before. But at the same time, you look at them now, and it might be because maybe this is a legit game, and this team that they're playing tonight is probably really legit too. So you want to be able to see them put it all together, but at the same time, you kind of think, you know, these Steelers, as good as they are, probably should really maybe be taking it to this Titans team. But that might just be me over underrating how good these Titans are at the same time. So, you know, want to see the Steelers put it all together, and I think they can. Honestly, I've seen them do it before, and I think Ben Roethlisberger, who just made a fantastic back shoulder throw to Juju Smith-Schuster, that was a great throw. You know, he's, like I said, 2-time Super Bowl winner. Probably doesn't get enough credit, as much credit as he should. Probably a top 5 quarterback in our league today. You know, he gets left out of that conversation a little bit too much. And that's a conversation I might want to have another time. Ooh, another touchdown pass to Antonio Brown, who just seems to keep making plays. It's a football game done broke out here in the third quarter, man. It was a little quiet in the beginning. I don't know if the Titans are going to be able to match that type of tempo on offense right there, though. So they might be a little bit worried. It looks like Antonio Brown starting to figure out something there with Adoree Jackson, and who's trying to stay with him. But he got beat pretty bad right there. I'm liking the Steelers roster a lot. I'm not going to lie. I know their defense is serious. I know their offense is good. So we're going to see how it all plays out. It's only it's week 10. Beginning of week 10. So if everyone stays healthy, man, Joe Hayden comes back. That's a stout team, man. That's going to be tough. Even for Thomas Brady, who I think they're going to run into at some point in time. So, you know, if they make it to the playoffs, I'm guessing they're going to run into him sometime, man. But I won't, you know, take up too much more of the time, man. I'm going to have to get back to the second half of this game. Start, see how it goes. I don't want to jump on anyone's bandwagon yet, but top to bottom roster wise, I'm liking really, really liking both of these teams, honestly. But I think there's a real something that the Steelers got going on that is special, that's for sure. They definitely got a special team right now. Hopefully for their fans, I guess, or for whoever. They get to capitalize on it. I'd rather see these Titans make a run at it too. I think they're capable as well. It just depends on what Mariota's doing. I think he's still learning. I think Chris Collinsworth touched on that a lot. I think Mariota's made some mistakes tonight. It's a big night. He's made some good plays too. So I think I'm not going to rush the judgment on him. I want to say this is Mariota's third or fourth year. And maybe he's still figuring it out. Part of me wants to say that, you know, he should have already figured it out. If he had figured it out by now, he may never. This might just be who he is. That's what part of me wants to say. But on the other hand, I'm sure there's other quarterbacks who've been late bloomers who became great. So Mariota may still have a chance. He's still early on in his career. We'll see how that turns out. All right, man, we're going to get back to the second half of this game. I'm going to drop back in with y'all a little later. All right. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Steelers up 20. Not quite what I seen coming, but I knew that if the Steelers score was able to score, you know, like I said early on, over 28, I figured they would probably get the win. I didn't think it'd be by 20, but this is kind of what, you know, with the roster they have, you know, this is how they should be beating teams. And this is kind of what I talked about a little bit earlier. Even though the Titans are pretty good, you know, you kind of expect the Steelers to win games, like win pretty big, especially when, you know, one thing I definitely didn't see coming was Marcus Mariota making as many mistakes as he did with the 3 interceptions. You know, maybe the lights are a little bright. He's a young guy. You know, maybe he's still figuring out some things with some of his new receivers, some young guys they got going on. So, not really too sure what that whole deal was, but I'm sure he'll figure it out. His coaches will get him together. Ben Roethlisberger played well. 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and Antonio Brown with that great catch, 150 yards tonight. So, still just look poised for a deep playoff run. We'll see how it goes for them. I don't think we gotta finish watching this one with 5:21 left in the fourth. I think that's all she wrote. I think the fat lady's already singing.